لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, 1,000 times upon me daily, will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khush amdeed, welcome to all our viewers, our listeners, to this beautiful episode known as A Noble Journey. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, and this noble journey, we all know it refers to one and only the beautiful journey of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara, when the Hujjaj, when those performing Umrah, go to these beautiful cities, what should they do, what they shouldn't do, what tips they should have. Alhamdulillah, all of this is covered in this beautiful episode, in this beautiful series. In the previous two episodes, we very beautifully discussed with our guest of honor. We discussed the different types of Hajj. We discussed the excellences and the beauties of Hajj. What is the fadail? What are the excellences mentioned in the ahadith regarding Hajj? As well as we discussed how to become ihram friendly, how to become walk friendly, how to become slipper friendly. Yes, these are some words which you might be, you know, astonished and shocked if you are watching this for the first time. But for those viewers that watched us from the first episode, you will know what are we talking about, alhamdulillah. And in the previous episode, we also had a practical demonstration of how to wear the ihram. And believe me, you, many people were not aware of this method of, you know, how easy it is, how simple it is to wear the ihram. It's not something which needs a lot of commotion, something which is very difficult, something which causes stress. No, it is something very simple, very plain, very easy, subhanallah. And all of this, all the thanks, all the gratitude goes towards our guest of honor, because mashallah, he is an expert in this field. And very beautifully, he demonstrated and put everything, and he put everything in a golden platter in front of us, subhanallah. So it is my duty to first thank and greet our guest of honor. Haji sahab, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Haji sahab, how are you? How
alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Subhanallah. So for those that didn't watch the first two episodes, my advice to you is please go now quickly. Hurry up. Watch those two episodes and then join us in this third episode. For those that are watching this third episode, first remain seated, sit back, relax and enjoy. Some very beautiful points will be mentioned today, particularly regarding Hajj, the method of Hajj, what we should do in Hajj, what are the precautions which one should take. Some very important points will be mentioned. So I would request you all, please sit back, relax and enjoy. And if you have a notepad, please sit down and jot down some notes, so it may be beneficial for you today, tomorrow and for the rest of your life as well. So please have a cup of coffee, some tea, some cold drink, some water in front of you and enjoy this beautiful silsila with our respected guest of honor, subhanallah. Haji sahab, coming towards you, alhamdulillah, very, very beautifully in the previous episodes, you covered Umrah, you covered the practical way of wearing the ihram, you showed us the beautiful method of the slippers and many beautiful things you covered. And now, because we are moving towards the beautiful journey of Hajj, so we all know that Hajj will basically begin, the starting point will be where we are in Mina. That will be the first, before Arafat, before Muzdalifah and everything. And I see very beautifully you have a Madani bag, a green bag next to you, subhanallah. So I would like to pose this question with a demonstration as well, that if you can first tell us what we have to do in Mina, where we're going to start, what date is it, what day is it? And also please tell us, why do you have this bag?
Inshallah, let me explain you. First of all, before the days of Hajj, there are five special days. Try to remember those 5 days: 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th of Zulhijjah. These are the days of Hajj which we stay in Mina and in Arafat and in Muzdalifah. Inshallah, I will explain all the 5 days. So, first of all, try to remember these 5 days. And for that 5 days, we should move from Makkah to Mina. But before that, some of Hujjaj make mistake that they visit Ghar Thawr and Ghar Hira, Cave of Thawr and Cave of Hira. It's a very big mountains and very, very, you know, on height. So this is a very blessed place to visit. But my suggestion is do not go near the days of Hajj, because some of Hujjaj went there and they become tired, they have some pain in their feet. And before Hajj days, if they become tired or sick, it's not good. Because if anybody have a wedding, the relatives used to say that do not fall sick on the day of wedding. So this is the main days. Save yourself, take good rest. As you said, that sit back, relax, enjoy the few days before your blessed journey and become more strong for that beautiful days, first of all. And second thing is, this is the bag which you like, this bag, any of color, no problem. It's like a school bag. So you can wear it easily like a school bag. And if you have a bag in your hand, some brothers have to take a bag in their hand. So after a few hours or after a few steps, it's become more difficult for them. So the bag on your shoulder, it's very easy that your both hands are free. You can take tasbih in your hand. You can move very easily. You can talk on mobile phone. You are very free because all of your luggage on your shoulder. And the more important thing is do not make it too much heavy. You will get a pillow and a mattress from your group leader. Every haji will get the shawl for the sleeping. So just take one extra sleeper. Just take one extra ihram and just take one of your cloths. Okay, if you need some medicine, take your medicine. If you are wearing glass, must take the at least 2 glasses with you for the Hajj. Because if your glasses will be broken, it's very difficult to find there as you, the number of which you are wearing. So take one or at least 2 with you. But on Mina, you need only one. Okay, so do not make it too much heavy. My opinion or my suggestion to make this bag only 2 kgs. Weight of 2 kgs, not more than 2 kgs. The more lighter you are, the more relaxed you are, inshallah. So this is bag you can take with you. Some of Nimco or biscuit, you can take with you, but some, not too much.
Some
snacks with you, okay? Now, dear viewers, please remain with me and listen carefully. These are the main 5 days, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th of Dhul-Hijjah. And again, if you are ihram friendly, you have no problem. Some of Hujjaj have a tension that how I wear ihram for 5 days and how I take all the restrictions. So do not worry, ihram not for 5 days. Ihram for 2.5 days. Let me explain. And do not panic yourself. We all are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Hujjaj, there are beautiful word is saying in Arab culture, Duyufur Rahman, the guests of Rahman. Look, if any guest come to my house or your house, we take care of him. We think that our guest must be relaxed and must be become happy from us, from our all services. So we are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His rahmah will take care of us. Don't worry about anything. Be calm, be cool, enjoy your journey. So 8th Dhul-Hijjah, the Haji will spend in Mina. 9th Dhul-Hijjah in Arafat. 10th Dhul-Hijjah, night between 9 and 10th will be in Muzdalifah. 10th, 11th and 12th Dhul-Hijjah will be in Mina. This is the, we can say, outline. Now let me explain all the things. 8th Dhul-Hijjah will be in Mina, and the sunnah to perform 5 salah 5 namaz in Mina from Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha and Fajr of 9th Dhul-Hijjah. These 5 salah in Mina, it is sunnah. Okay, because of so much rush and moving for millions of people, for the procedure, some of the group leaders take a Hujjaj a night of between 7th and 8th Dhul-Hijjah from Makkah to Mina. So first of all, you have to make your intention of Hajj, because now you're going for Hajj. Good thing is that you come in Haram-e-Pak in front of Kaaba, pray 2 rakat nafal, and with your ihram come from hotel and make 2 rakat nafal here and make intention of Hajj. But this night is very busy. Buses and transportations are going all around the Makkah Park. So very difficult to come in Haram-e Park and go again to the hotel. So you can make your intention in your hotel also, because you are in Hudud-e Haram, in the boundary of Haram. So you can make intention, pray 2 rakat nawafil and make intention of Hajj now, and then say labbaik again and again, at least 3 times. And if they take you on the night of 7th Dhul-Hijjah, you can go to Mina. But the time will start of wukuf from the 8th Zuhr. And when you reach Mina, do not fight anybody, because sometimes when we go to camp, and we need that type of mattress and near air condition. So people are starting fighting over there. Do not do this. We all are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not there for picnic, not for holiday. We are there for maghfirah. We are there for rahmah. So be patient. If anybody sleep in your on your bed or on your mattress and you need that, don't worry. He's a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept his hajj and I give him some favor, may my hajj will be accepted. So be polite and then be helpful for all hujjaj. Stay there with calm. Do not talk about dunya. Do not talk worldly words. Try to recite labbaik again and again. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Sometime labbaik, sometime kalma tayyibah, sometime durud e pak, then tilawat e quran. Make busy yourself in Mina. This is the blessed day. Some of brothers you will see some of hujjaj eating and laughing, and they are talking about the dunya. They're talking about arrangement, they're not good arrangement, so much hot weather, water is not there, big queue on toilets. Do not say like that. Actually, I'm not able to go there. Even Mecca baane ke kabil tha, rahmat ne yahan tak pahuncha. I'm not able to go there. I'm a big sinner. There are so many good people, there are so many pious people weeping and crying to come in this city, in this beautiful blessed place, and I'm here. This is not my ability, it's a rahmah only. So try to cry again and again, Ya Allah, it's your rahmah that give me chance to come here. If anybody do not obey our commandment, do we call him to our house? And we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the childhood. Thousands of times we disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he gave us chance to such a blessed journey. And journey of maghfirah, the journey of rahmah. So my feeling is that I'm not capable to come here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me chance for this tour of maghfirah. So be calm, stay there, take a soft copy of Quran Pak with you, soft copy of Rafiqul Haramain with you, some more religious books. Try to recite Quran Pak, try to recite Kalma Tayyiba more and more, Durud Pak more and more. And after the whole day, the night will come before Arafat day. It is the night of Arafah. It's called Shab-e-Arafah. So make dua on that night. If you become tired, sleep few hours after Isha, then again wake up for Tahajjud Salah. And now cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, because the night of Arafat. Yes, some of group leaders take Hujjaj in night to Arafat, because for the procedures and for the rulings, and there are so much rush, they take you to Arafat. Go with them. Yes, sunnah is to pray Fajr here. If you don't pray Fajr here, it's not sin, because this is the procedure. But my suggestion is that if 50 to 40 Hujjaj together ask group leader, we want to stay here till Fajr, please arrange one bus for us after Fajr. So sometime they agree, okay, all Hujjaj will go and this group of people will stay here and pray Fajr and then go to the Arafat. So it's more good to pray Fajr there to obey the Sunnah, and then after Fajr move towards Arafat. So 8th Zulhijjah complete, now it's 9th Zulhijjah. The most important day of Hajj is 9th Zulhijjah, because it is the main farz of Hajj. It is Wukuf-e Arafah. Actually, that there are three farz of Hajj: Niyat, Wukuf-e Arafah, and Tawaf-us Ziyara. Okay, but the most important is Wukuf-e Arafah. So 9th Zulhijjah, you must be in Arafat. Whenever the time of Zuhr starts, the time of Wukuf-e Arafah, it starts. And if anybody there in the state of Ihram, it become Haji. SubhanAllah. Only 1 second if you are there right after Zuhr, you become Haji. But you're not allowed to come out from Arafat till sunset. Okay. Till sunset, you must be in Arafat. So there are some sunnah that after Zuhr time, if possible, try to take shower. And SubhanAllah, what a beautiful sunnah, because so much hot weather, you are tired, and if you get chance to take shower, do not use shampoo or soap, only with the water. So if there is possibility, take shower, otherwise no problem. And then you stay in Arafat. There are so many duas in Rafiqul Haramain, so many wazaifs over there. SubhanAllah, this is the day of Rahmah. This is the day of Maghfirah. SubhanAllah, on that day, in the summary of Ahadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows pride in front of angels. That, oh angels, look, my bondsmen came from all around the world and gathered there, SubhanAllah. And that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives maghfirah to all, subhanallah. This is the day of Arafah, subhanallah. So cry as much as possible. If there is hot weather, stay in your camp, but after Asr prayer, come out from your camp and stand beneath sky without any shed, and then make dua. Ask whatever you want to ask, for you, for your family, for dunya, for your hereafter. This is the day of asking, this is the day of dua, this is the day of supplication. You know, about 2 to 3 million people in Arafat, but the billions of people around the world, they're looking to Arafat. That our brothers over there, and they are making inshallah dua for us also. Because that day is maghfirah, whoever in Arafat, subhanallah, shower of mercy, subhanallah, on them, subhanallah. Whenever I went to Arafat, I used to say to Hujjaj that we are few millions here, but the people from all around the world, every Muslim's heart is now with us right now. The eyes on Arafat, the air on Arafat, the heart on towards Arafat. Everybody looking to Arafat. That this is the day, and those blessed over there. Subhanallah. If you are there, you are so lucky. So please do not forget us and all Muslims. Try to ask in the front of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala those duas. Subhanallah. So must be there till sunset. Okay. This is the 9th of Zulhijjah. Right after sunset, you can move to Muzdalifah. My suggestion is, if you are feeling fresh, please go by walk, because now the climate become cool. You can walk about 2 hours walk from Arafat to Muzdalifah. And some of brothers and some of Hujjaj, if they are make group and by walk, it's a very beautiful journey. Say labbaik, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik together. There are some stalls of coffee and tea and some things. You can take some things and go by walk, inshallah. Enjoy the trip. And if you have some family with you and you become tired, no problem, go with bus. Bus normally takes some time, more time than walking. Okay. But the Maghrib prayer, you must pray in Muzdalifah, not in Arafah. Subhanallah. This is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time is there, but you don't pray Maghrib in Arafah. You will pray Maghrib in the time of Isha in Muzdalifah. And what is the procedure to pray these two salat together? First, you pray 3 farz of Maghrib and then the Isha farz. And then the Sunnah of Maghrib, and then Sunnah and Witr of Isha.
So even if the time of Maghrib started, we won't perform Maghrib. No, we perform the time of Isha.
Yeah. Because you normally when you reach Muzdalifah, the time of Isha already started. If anybody reach before the time of Isha, they're not allowed to pray Maghrib and Isha. Okay, yeah. Stay there, must wait for the time of Isha, and then pray Maghrib, and then pray Isha. And after that, if you find good place to sleep, you can. If you are tired, you can sleep some few hours, but try to awake yourself before Fajr for Tahajjud prayer, because that time is very there are too much rush on the toilets at the wuzu place. So you can go before Tahajjud, the time of Tahajjud, make wuzu and be punctual for Fajr. The most important thing, that the time of Wukuf of Muzdalifah is start after the time of Fajr. If the time of Fajr starts, the Wukuf of Muzdalifah wajib time is starts. Sometimes people, what they do, that they stay all night in Muzdalifah, but before Fajr they go. No, you must stay all night there and then must pray Fajr there, because the wajib time, it starts when the Fajr time is start. If you pray Fajr there, you wukuf done, inshallah you get the forgiveness for hukukul ibad. In Arafat you get the forgiveness of hukukullah, and here you will inshallah get the forgiveness of hukukul ibad. This is the time to make supplication after Fajr. Try to cry in your supplication that Ya Allah, I know that I did so many wrong things with your bondsmen. I have so many burden on my shoulder about the hukuk al-ibad. Ya Allah, this is the time for forgiveness. Please give me forgiveness. And inshallah, you will get the forgiveness from there. Subhanallah. And then it is the 10th of Zulhijjah, the morning of, we can say, the Eid. All around the world, people are celebrating Eid, but Haji spending the beautiful day and spending in such a great manner. And on that day, try to remember the sequence of 3 things. 10th of Zulhijjah, the very first work which you have to do, should do, is rami, stoning. The second thing is qurbani, and then you can make shave your halak or trim your hairs, halak or kasar. Then you become out or remove your ihram. So before that, in Muzdalifah, you must collect your stones. You need at least 49 stones for 3 days rami. First day 7, second day 21, or for all 3 shaitan, 7, 7, 7, and for third day, 7, 7, 7, 21. 21, 21, and 7 has become 49. But my opinion is to collect at least 63 stones. for the nisbat of age of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Maybe you missed any of your stone or any haji need, you can give him inshallah. So take 63 stones, and the size of a stone is not very big or very small. You can take the stones like seeds of dates.
Okay, so basically pebbles.
This type of, you know, stone. And it's mustahab to make them, make it wash. So you can take a bottle of any of mineral water and put in that bottle and make it wash easily, wash them and put it in your pocket or in your belt. And now the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, this is a very difficult time because you are tired from last 2 days, you are in working. So my suggestion is go in your camp, do not go directly for stoning. This is the very peak time and everybody want to make a stone, maybe millions of people over there, the heat is there. And again, why people want to go very fast? Some of them need to remove their ihram. If you are ihram friendly, go in your camp, relax, take your breakfast and sleep there. And after Zohar time, 11, 12, 13, 1 p.m., you go to stoning, you make a stone very easily, and you inshallah make dua for us. That subhanAllah, what a beautiful time. Nobody there, we are making a stone and stoning very easily. Because if you have some friends with you, your family with you, if you have some elder brothers, you do not go in the peak hours, please. During all Hajj, please remember by this point, do not go anywhere in peak hours. Make yourself 3, 4, 5 hours, you know, behind. Inshallah, you feel so many things very easier. So go for stoning. After the stoning, just inform the brother or your group leader that I done my stoning, please make my qurbani. Till you receive any confirmation of your qurbani, do not remove your hair. When you get your confirmation of your qurbani, that okay, your qurbani is done, then you can remove your hair like on halak or in kasar, which we explained earlier. And now you are free, all restrictions are gone, you enjoy your dress. Only one restriction is left, husband and wife physical contact, otherwise every restriction is removed now. So now when this restriction will remove, when you perform the third farz of Hajj, it is Tawafuz Ziyarah. There is a afzal time of Tawafuz Ziyarah on 10th Dhul-Hijjah. But 10th Dhul-Hijjah is very rush time. If you feel fresh, then you go to Tawafuz Ziyarah, no problem. But if you did your Tawafuz Ziyarah, must do the Sa'i also with that. Because after Tawaf, you need one Sa'i for Hajj. And if you are not able to do Sa'i on that day, you can make Sa'i after that, no problem. But it's more easy to do your Sa'i and Tawaf on the same day. Right. But my suggestion is that nowadays, too much rush, hot weather. So my suggestion is that you come to your camp again after stoning. Do not go to Harame Park. Because in Sharia, we have time of 11th Dhul-Hijjah. Even till that sunset of 12th, we can do Tawafuz Ziyarah. So my suggestion is come in your camp, enjoy the night of Mina. And then on 11th and 12th Dhul-Hijjah, the time of stoning will start when the time of Zohar will start. Again, that first 2-3 hours, too much rush. Do not go there. Very hot and too much crowded. Stay in your camp, enjoy your ibadat. Make your tilawat, make your zikrullah. And then my suggestion is go after 4 p.m. After 4 p.m., inshallah, the climate becomes a little bit cool. And then there is no big crowd over there. You can make your stoning very easily because on that day you must stone all of 3 shaitan. Okay, 7, 7 and 7, 21 stoning. And after stoning, you can go to Makkah Park. Now you are very fresh because you stayed all night in Mina. You slept very well. You are with your dress. Now you are fresh, you did your Rami stoning and now go to Makkah Mukarramah. Again, my one more tip, do not go by bus or by car. Too much rush, maybe it take you 2 to 3 hours and it's very expensive. Go by walk, 1 hour and 1.5 hour inshallah journey to Mina, to Makkah. As I told you before, if you are walk friendly, you will enjoy that journey. You save your money also. And with friends saying some Naat Sharif and Durood e Pak and walk towards Makkah Park. Then you done your Tawafuz Ziyarah over there, your Sa'i over there, and must come to Mina. One more problem. Whenever people used to go to Makkah Park, they see, oh, Mina is very far. Why we don't go with a hotel? There are good air condition. Take a shower easily. And No. We have so much time to stay in our hotel and our houses and our bed. This blessed city, it you know, subhanAllah, arranged only once in a year. And what a blessed days and blessed nights and camps and mattress. Enjoy that atmosphere. So must stay the all nights in Mina because this is a blessed days and blessed nights. Alhamdulillah, we always remember whoever did Hajj, always remember that those nights and those days and those camps and those atmospheres, subhanAllah. So enjoy that. Do not come in hotel and stay over there, okay? And then on 11th, you did your Rami, and now the 12th day. 12th day, the time of Zohr starts, the time of Rami starts. But do not go there. Stay in your camp easily and then go after 4 p.m. Do your Rami and go directly to your hotel. Your all journey, mashallah, completed. You enjoyed your journey. Very easy, very enjoyable. And now only one wajib is left. Whenever you go to your home country before leave Makkah Mukarramah, or you are going to Madinah Park. So before leaving Makkah Park, must make one tawaf, which is farewell tawaf. Tawaf ruksat. It is wajib for Hujjaj which came from outside of Mikat, like we are, Afaki Haji. So it is wajib for those people. So this is the Hajj. It's very easy. And the main thing is, right after Tawaf al-Ziyara, whichever Tawaf you do, it will be considered as a Tawaf al-Rukhsat, Tawaf al-Farewell. So no worry, if you did already one Tawaf and you have no time to go for Tawaf al-Rukhsat, so whichever Tawaf you did after Tawaf al-Ziyara, it is considered as Tawaf al-Rukhsat. So this is the Hajj, very easy. You know, what I want to say, that if you learn all Hajj perfectly, try to explain all Hujjaj and help them. If you watch this program attentively and if you have a Rafiqul Harban with you, inshallah, you will become guide for Hujjaj.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, you will become Hajj friendly.
Hajj.
MashaAllah, very, very, very beautiful. Haji Sahib, you, in a short amount of time, you explained everything so beautifully and you put it in such simple words in front of us. I'm sure it's very beneficial for our viewers, our listeners especially. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear viewers and listeners, this was the entire Hajj in a nutshell, basically. Subhanallah. From the days, from the 8th of Zulhijjah until the 12th, what should you do? Where should you do? Some just few things you need to keep in mind. You know, your timing, you need to be correct. And the rest, everything is moving smoothly. Subhanallah, we need to keep these important points. And as I mentioned in the beginning, that's the benefit of speaking to a person with experience. Alhamdulillah, Haji Sahib has experience. That's why he informed us, you know, of those peak hours, of those times where there's rush, of those times, what should we do, what shouldn't we do, how should we do it, subhanallah. And I'm sure this is very beneficial for us. Jazakallah, Haji Sahib, for your beautiful words of wisdom, subhanallah. Haji Sahib, we also notice, unfortunately, we are human beings, we make mistakes. People go in these beautiful lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah, and you know, they're busy with selfies, they're busy in the internet, they're busy talking about worldly things, they're busy worried about, as you mentioned, about the arrangements. What advice do you have for these people?
As I said, that try to remember our sins and try to remember that how big sinner I am, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me chance for this beautiful journey. And also try to realize that may it will be my last chance. May I don't come again or I will die. I don't know. Because last year in 2022, so many brothers did Hajj, but they are not with us right now. So we don't know that this time we are here and next time we're not here. So this is the golden chance for us to take maghfirah. Like I used to say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you chance that before death, and take maghfirah from it, this beautiful journey. And if you are, you know, spending your time with shopping and laughing and talking badly, no, we are not here for that. Even in Makkah Park, like after 5 days or before 5 days, try to realize that how many hours I spend in Haram-e Park. Some brothers only going for 3-4 hours. There are 20 hours. They're spending in hotel, in restaurant, in shopping center and laughing. No. We are crying to go to Makkah Park. We are crying to see Kaaba-e Musharrafah. We are crying to go for Safa wa Marwa. So do as much as you can, tawaf and sa'i. Or if you are not able to do tawaf, you have become tired, go in front of Kaaba. Just watch Kaaba. If anybody watching Kaaba, the blessing come towards him. Watch Kaaba. Try to make dua, tilawat, zikr, askar. You know, if anybody recites 70,000 times Kalima-e Tayyiba, La ilaha illallah, only. If anybody recites, according to hadith, 70,000 times Kalima-e Tayyiba, inshallah, he will get maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it recites in Makkah,
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So what my suggestion is, take some targets for you, that I will recite whole Quran-e-Pak in Makkah. I will recite whole Quran-e-Pak in Madinah Munawwara. I will recite 70,000 times Kalima-e Tayyiba, 70,000 times Durood-e-Pak, and Nawafil and Qaza-e Umri. Take some targets on you. Make busy yourself, the schedule, that I have to do this. how I could get time for mobile and social media and shopping. No, no, no. These all things I can do in my hometown. I am here for maghfirah, I am here for ibadah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautiful point Haji Sahib mentioned, that take some targets. And this is a norm in our custom, in our real life, that when we're working for somebody, we do take some targets. You know, before this date, I want to make sure I progress, I complete my targets, so my boss will be impressed, this person will be impressed. So take some targets when you are going to complete a Quran, complete two Qurans, complete three Qurans, recite Durood Sharif, recite Kalma Sharif. There are
50,
so
50
many
tawaf,
things.
Inshallah.
Subhanallah, 50 tawaf. There are so many things to do. Where do you find the time to search with your phone? People say we are bored, there's nothing else to do, we finish, perform Umrah, perform more Umrah, we finish, recite Quran, recite more Quran. There are so many things to do. Everything is based upon your intention and your mindset. Once your mindset becomes correct, everything else will become correct. Subhanallah, subhanallah. With these few words, Haji Sahib, very beautifully. And if you ask me that which target should I keep, subhanallah, Huzur, Qibla, Amir Ahl Sunnat Daum Rikadun Aliya very beautifully gave us some targets in the form of Nek Amal, as you can see on the screen, subhanAllah. In this beautiful booklet, the small booklet, some beautiful targets are given to us. So purchase this, keep this with you. You can even download it, you know, with the Nek Amal application in your device. And inshallah, Azawajal, try to fulfill these targets, subhanAllah. So the world has become so easy, and Amir Ahl Sunnat has made your life so easy. Rafiqul Haramain is there, the Nek Amal is there, everything is so beautiful for you, subhanAllah. So fulfill these targets and take more targets with you, inshallah. Keep everyone in your dua, keep me, my parents, everyone's parents, the whole ummah in your dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone happy and grant you abundance of barakah. With these few words, alhamdulillah, we have now reached the conclusion of this beautiful episode. And it will be incomplete if we discuss the beautiful journey of Hajj and we leave the discussion of Madinatul Munawwara. Allah, Allah, that's not possible. Alhamdulillah, we are the people of love. Hum ishq bande hai. We love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we will mention the beauty of the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will be talking about Medina, 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 and everything will be Medina, Medina, inshallah. Subhanallah. So remain with us in the next episode as well, so you may also feel the beautiful environment of Medina, inshallah. We hope that everyone remains with us, everyone benefited. May Allah keep all of you happy. And now we will, inshallah, move towards the last segment of this beautiful episode, which is a beautiful kalam recited by Qibla Haji Sahib. Alhamdulillah, with his melodious voice, let's all listen to this beautiful recitation. Haji Sahib, few words, inshallah, few couplets.
The kalam I'm going to recite, I have so many memories attached with this kalam. Because we, alhamdulillah, many times recited this kalam in Arafat. Such a beautiful kalam of Amir Ahl Sunnat, inshallah. To try to imagine the atmosphere of Arafat and how we make dua. Very beautiful, you know, supplications in this kalam, mashallah.
Tune mujhe haj re bulaya ya 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 Allah, meri jhooli bhar de, ghir de kaaba khub bikhra ya 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 Allah, meri jhooli bhar de, main kar 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 Allah, meri jhooli bhar de, ya Allah.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك